Well, obviously, I'm disappointed. It appears the Republicans decided that they were going to throw this into their overall strategy of just blocking anything for the sake of blocking it, which sadly has become a pattern.
Maryland Congressman John Sarbanes mincing no words in reacting to the 268 to 147 vote that he says unexpectedly turned the Telework Act into a political football on the floor of the House yesterday morning. Simply put, the telework bill was being considered under suspension of the rules, a procedure usually reserved for non-controversial resolutions, think of Mother's Day, and other matters on which there is broad bipartisan support. When a bill is being considered under suspension, it has to pass on either a voice vote or win two-thirds of the votes of all members, 290 votes. Sarbanes, who is principal co-author of the bill and who thought it enjoyed that bipartisan support up to an hour before the midday vote, believes his bill was sandbagged.
I was hoping that because we had gotten pretty strong bipartisan support in the committee, the subcommittee ranking member, Congressman Chaffetz, supported it. He did vote for it, but the ranking member of the committee, which is Daryl Issa of the Oversight and Government Reform Committee, which is the larger committee in which this bill was handled, had initially indicated support. Well, had continuously indicated support for this. And then he was among the Republicans who, when it came to the floor, out of the blue, decided to vote against it.
Sarbanes talks about one of the first signs that the telework bill was in trouble.
We got information that the Republican Study Committee had sent around an email ahead of the vote, about 20 minutes ahead of it, I guess complaining about some concerns they had over the cost, although those are concerns that we thought had been easily addressed, particularly when you look at the savings that this kind of legislation can generate. The most recent example, as you and I discussed yesterday, being the savings during the three snowstorms over the winter.
The Congressional Budget Office estimates that the telework bill would cost the government approximately $30 million over the next 5 years. We tried to contact Virginia Republican Frank Wolf, one of Sarbanes' 14 co-sponsors of the bill, for comment and perspective on the GOP moves, but his office declined our request for either an interview or a written statement. That, however, didn't stop another one of Sarbanes' telework bill co-sponsors, Northern Virginia Democrat Jerry Conley, from reacting.
Well, let's remember that it went down only because it didn't meet a two-third vote threshold. You know, this is inside the Beltway game playing by Washington professionals. And, you know, frankly, they ought to be ashamed of themselves. The victims here are the hard-pressed commuters in Northern Virginia and throughout the metropolitan region, and our federal workforce, each of whom need relief. Telework is a, you know, almost cost-free tool in alleviating our congestion, our air quality challenges, improving morale and productivity in the workforce. And we, everyone who lives here, everyone who has to commute, would feel the benefits of a robust telework program. And I just, It's the wrong thing to decide to play a game with politically, and that's exactly what happened today, and it's too bad.
Cindy Auten, general manager of the Telework Exchange, sees this defeat of the telework bill as an opportunity to educate lawmakers about the benefits of teleworking.
I think at opposition on the Hill of, you know, the federal government spending any more money, I think it, really to look at it, we can see it. A huge return on telework, and I think that's what we have to keep in mind. And this is a big education opportunity that Telework Exchange really needs to do, especially on the Hill and across the country, that telework is really going to save a tremendous amount of time and money, and this is something that can go directly to taxpayers. I think we've talked quite often about how, as Director Barry puts it, we saved approximately $30 million a day in productivity by teleworking during the snowstorms, and that's just one example of where telework is going to save and make the federal government more sustainable and really operate in a better fashion.
As for Congressman Sarbanes, well, he says it isn't over for his bill. He's working on returning the telework bill to the House floor through what's called the regular order, which is the other way in which a bill can be considered.
Which means you go to the Rules Committee and you get a rule for it, and then you bring it back. And at that point, a simple majority is sufficient to pass the bill. So we'll obviously be looking at that option going forward, and hopefully get that done in a reasonably timely way.
But doing it that way, a certain amount of time has to sort of pass between now and the time that you would conceivably bring it to rules for that sort of a vote, because you've got a lot of other legislation in the pipeline ahead of you. Am I correct in that assessment?
Yeah, although I think we can still move pretty quickly on it. I mean, this happens from time to time, that bills that are up on suspension, you know, for one reason or another, they don't make it that way, and then you have to regroup and go through a different process. So I don't expect this to go on for a whole lot longer.
The Maryland Democrat says he'll work with the House leadership to expedite the return of the telework bill to the House floor. On Capitol Hill, I'm Max Kakis, Federal News Radio, 1500 AM.